And welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime, and it is the holiday season already. We're heading into the Thanksgiving week. People are already planning on that, and already people are planning for the holidays, Hanukkah and Christmas just around the corner as well. No, I'm not speeding it up. Sorry, kids, it's already happening before your very eyes and ears. And that usually means, and like it does today, that we're really close to the annual Mineral Gem Jewelry and Bead Show at the Almeida Shrine Auditorium. So let me welcome back in one more time, Harry Bruntz. Welcome back to El Paso Primetime.
Thank you, Dennis. I really enjoy coming out to visit you here. And you guys have a great clientele that listens to you, because I know we've had many people come into the show and say, I heard you on the radio. On KTEP. I said, great. So I know you do a good job.
Oh, bless your heart. I appreciate it. We tried to do our best. But, you know, the show that you have is such a vital show for El Paso. It's one of the holiday specials, I like to call it, because it does. It gives people a unique opportunity to give unique gifts to that special somebody.
It does. And, you know, in El Paso here, and particularly at UTEP, we have a history of gems and minerals, and the museum, the school was started as a mining school. And this kind of is right along the line of what the school is about, because we have gems and minerals from local area, from the country, and from around the world. So it fits right in with that. And, of course, as you mentioned, a lot of these would make great gifts. We have lots of nice jewelry, mineral specimens, geodes. And for those who are doing beading, we have several big bead dealers who will be happy to help them in their craft to prepare for holidays.
I think a lot of people assume that it's really easy to put together a gem and mineral show. All you do is just put out the invite within a couple of weeks, and everybody comes out and has a good time. But that's the reality, not really.
No, you're right. It's getting the word out, and like you're doing here, being able to tell all the folks that listen in that it's there. You'll also notice around the city we've got 10 billboards this year, which was kind of a step of faith. And, like, should we do that? It's a lot of money. But it's getting a lot of attention, and we're hoping that that will keep it on everybody's minds, that they can remember, oh, hey, go to the shrine on the 4th, 5th, or 6th of December and see all these wonderful things. You know, it's free admission, free door prizes, free parking. And you can just come in and browse around. You don't have to buy a thing. Just come in to enjoy everything that's going on. And we'll have, as again this year, we'll have the Gold Club. We'll be demonstrating gold prospecting, which is always interesting. And we have a gentleman who demonstrates how the Indians made arrowheads. He naps flint and glass and stuff like that. And he does a wonderful job. And it's really amazing to watch him do that. I think I tried doing it once, and the arrowhead I made wouldn't kill an ant. You know, it's like really bad. And, of course, our mineral club will have some of the people who do cutting and polishing will be set up to show their wares, and also there'll be demonstrations on how to cut and polish stones and maybe some on how to do silver work. So there's really going to be a lot to see. And for those of your viewers or listeners out there that are interested, there'll be a gemologist set up on Friday and Saturday who will do a free analysis of a stone or a ring or what you have to tell you if it's a real diamond or if it's real gold, and there'll be no charge for that.
Wow. There's a whole lot that you're offering this time around with this at the show. You know, when it comes down to this whole area in terms of geology, I think a lot of the folks who've transplanted here to El Paso, to the Desert Southwest, I think they're really curious as to the variety of what they could find if they tramp around in the deserts.
Oh, yeah. There's so much. You know, Dr. Cadell, who is on the staff here at the university, he found petrified wood right over here in Sunland Park. Beautiful opalized petrified wood, cream-colored with brown and dark black bands through it, really pretty. And it's something that someone just stumbled over. I mean, if you're out hiking, keep an eye out. There's fossils all over the Franklin Mountains. There's agates and gemstones west of us here in the New Mexico area. In fact, about 20 miles west of us, there's a crater called Kilburn Hole that has the gemstone peridot in it, which is the September birthstone. And pieces have come out of there, marble size, that would be faceted into beautiful gems. So you really can't write off the desert thinking that there's nothing out there. I mean, so many people look at it and say, oh, yuck, look at that. It's terrible. But there's lots of resources in it, as well as lots of animal and plant life. Sure. You just have to be careful of the cactus and other things that aren't very friendly out there when you're out walking.
Out by Deming, you have the Rockhound State Park.
Right.
And it's a curious place to be. I've known about that place since I was a kid. You know, Dad would take us out to Rockhound State Park to figure out what we were going to bring home, you know. And I just thought I had a bag of rocks, but over the years I've found out that there were quite a number of little things that were quite special inside.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of agates and jaspers, and up on the hill above the park, in the park, there's geodes and nodules. Recently, we had a gentleman who is in the military went out there and wandered around, and everybody says, oh, it's all, everything's picked up. You can't find anything anymore. Well, he came back with a baseball-sized chunk of agate that is some of the nicest agate that I have ever seen, blue and red with bands in it, just gorgeous. And I said, where'd you find that? And he said, Rockhound State Park. I thought, yeah, how many times I visited there and I didn't find that piece of agate? It's still out there. And, you know, every time we have a heavy rain, the rain will unearth new minerals and new specimens. So, yes, a lot of people have walked over the park, but there's still a lot of material to be found.
There's another place that's up on the road that takes you to Silver City.
Mm-hmm. City of Rocks?
City of Rocks, yes. Thank you.
City of Rocks is special. My kids, when they were younger, which has been a few years, will go up there with us, and we'd park and have a picnic lunch, and they'd climb amongst those monoliths and rocks leaning against each other, and it's really an amazing place that's weathered this way, and it's a fairly good size, and there's a nice view, a nice place to take the family. Mm-hmm. It's really intriguing to look at these boulders piled up on each other and these columns and stuff like that. And it's really not that far. You're right. It's like 2.5 hours out of El Paso.
Yeah, it's a nice drive. And once you're there, you can either take the main road to Silver City and then go mess around in the Black Range Mountains, or you can go ahead and take that turn supposedly back to Cruces. Only it doesn't take you to Cruces. It takes you right into the Members Valley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it's a beautiful place.
It's not a good time this time of year to be up there, perhaps, but during the summer, it's gorgeous. And as you said, that Black Range is just beautiful. And, you know, if you go into Silver City, there's lots of really good restaurants to eat at and souvenir shops and antique shops. Listen to me. I'm telling people to go someplace else. That's terrible, Dennis.
But see, that's the beauty of the desert Southwest. We not only have great places here in El Paso. If you take Highway 28, you'll find all kinds of neat little places for gems and minerals as well, if you just take the time to look.
Yeah. And so many people in this day and age are so busy and caught up in the helter-skelter of society, they don't stop long enough. And we really need to do that. Stop, go out. Walk around in the desert, take a break, look to see what's there. Like you say, Highway 28, there's lots of stuff along there.
Yeah. You could stretch it out a little bit more between Cruces and Hatch on the same on that main highway.
Oh, yeah.
Everything changes, it seems like. It goes from shale and clay to all kinds of nice little things. And if the sun hits it just right, it looks as though it's broken glass until you really get out and look at it. It's not.
Yeah, a lot of that you see along the road like that is selenite, which is a gypsum mineral. It's little thin flakes, looks like you say, like pieces of glass, but it cleaves in very thin flakes. A lot of people remember isinglass or Muscovite mica, which was used in old cars, probably before you or my time, Dennis, but it was used in windows that roll right down. Remember the song? But there's a lot of selenite found along the hills, along the sides of the road. And you're right. It glitters. It reflects light beautifully. You know, White Sands is actually made out of gypsum selenite. Up at Lucerne Lake, there are crystals growing up out of the ground. They're kind of golden in color and can be up to a foot long. You can't collect them because it's on a national park. But when they break down into little pieces, the pieces, instead of being golden, are white. And that's what the White Sands is made out of. So if you're in White Sands and the wind is blowing and you hear all that stuff hitting your car, you think, oh, it's going to be damaged, but it's not because selenite is extremely soft. So it doesn't do anything. It takes the dirt off the car, but it's not going to take any paint off.
Well, it's a good thing. It's kind of like a light sandblasting then.
Yeah, there you go. A gentle one.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so let's head east on 62-180 and think about what you could find at Waco Tanks State Park.
Waco Tanks is another interesting place. It's getting more difficult to get in. You have to make reservations nowadays. It's one of the rock climbing destinations for many, many rock climbers. And if you watch anything on television, you'll see different programs on some of the nature channels that talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an interesting place. It's also highly weathered. The Indians used to get water there in years past. That's why they call it Waco Tanks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fossils there. Just across the road from Highway 180 from Waco Tanks, we've found fossil coral. Crinoid stems, clams of all different kinds, many, many different fossils in that area. Most of the area from there east is going to be more like fossils, very little in the way of gemstones or crystals, since it's the limestone that goes all the way out into the Midland area where you'll find the oil and the gas.
Right.
It's mostly sea bottom or seabed type of material. But it's still interesting, I mean, to find these nice big pieces of coral or clams in the valleys and the stream beds, and it's really interesting.
I'd venture to say that most people don't realize that millions of years ago this was a sea bottom.
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to believe being so high and so dry, but if you look at the history, it's all out there.
When you go north on US 54 and you go past the McGregor Range area, and get into the Otero Mesa and all of that, you start getting into a different area of the same basin.
Yeah, that's a different geological structure up there. If you get all the way up to Carrizozo, there's a really neat place to visit, again, for folks that are looking for something to do. They call it Valley of Fire. Mm-hmm. It's a lava outpouring, and I understand it was like 10,000 years ago that a spot of the earth opened up and all this lava came out. As you're driving up, if in the sunlight, you'll look off to the left as you're going up the highway, and you'll see what looks like a shadow. And it's not shadow. It's lava, the black lava on the surface. And it's really interesting to go visit. And that again, you're right, that's an easy trip from here to go see.
Mm-hmm.
At the show, we'll have samples of most all of this. We have a dealer this year from Albuquerque whose specialty is fossils. So anyone interested in fossils, this would be a good opportunity to come see some new material that he's bringing down. And, you know, a lot of the lava produced agates and jaspers, like the Deming area. All the agates out there were formed in lava, mm-hmm. in bubbles of lava, which the lava has decayed away in most cases, and we find them loose in the soil. In some cases, like Rockhound State Park, it's still lava, and you can find agates and jasper sticking out of the lava. So all the rocks that we've mentioned around here have produced something of interest that you can probably find some of at the show.
See, that's a neat thing about coming back to the show on an annual basis, because there's always something new to see. There's always someone great to talk to about things. And in the course of a year, you find things. Rocks everywhere.
I hope so. I go out looking every weekend if I could, Dennis. Not anymore. I'm getting too old. But, you know, if somebody does find an interesting crystal or fossil or piece of agate that they would like made into jewelry, we have several jewelers at the show who will take that stone right on the spot and build a cage out of gold or silver wire to make it into a pendant or a ring or into any other decoration, a pin or something like that. So if someone finds something of interest, bring it to the show, and we can have it put into a piece of jewelry that they can either wear themselves or give us a special gift of something they found.
Yeah, it's a unique gift. It's a one-of-a-kind because, let's face it, every rock that you find, no two are alike.
Oh, that's true. That's fortunate.
Yeah.
But, yes, there's several people at the show that do beading also. I mentioned the bead dealers, but we have also several ladies I don't think any men, I think mostly ladies, Dennis, have worked with beads, have constructed some really beautiful beaded jewelry. And this would be a great opportunity for someone to come and look at that. The one dealer that we have, John Fellows, who has Avian Oasis, is donating a string of, I believe it's rubies for the raffle. We have a raffle at the show. This year the raffle will be three items. One will be a string of pearls, the rubies, and then we'll have a large amethyst cathedral. Have you, you've probably seen these things that sit on a table, maybe 10, 14, 18, even 2 or 3 feet tall, that are curved and like hollow, full of amethyst glittering. And that's going to be part of the raffle. And raffle tickets will be $5 each. You don't need to be present to win. We'll do the drawing on Sunday at 4, and this will be a really great opportunity for someone to maybe pick up a special gift.
I like the idea. So let's go ahead and tell them again where this is going to be and how to contact you to become maybe a member of the Gems Society.
Okay, great. It's going to be at the Almeida Shrine Auditorium, 6331 Alabama, and it's December 4th, 5th, and 6th. There's, like I said, free door prizes, free admission, free parking. If someone is not familiar where the shrine is, if they would put Almeida Shrine on Google search, it will typically pull up a website which will actually tell them how to get there from their location. If someone doesn't have access to it, I'm leaving you a stack of cards if you'll put out somewhere accessible.
Absolutely.
It has on the back a map showing the directions to the shrine, and there is a phone number on there for information for classes. The club runs things at Memorial Park Senior Center in conjunction with the city, and that number is 562-4268. And when they call, if they just ask for the Gem and Mineral Club, they would forward the call over to the area. We teach silversmithing, lapidary work, which is to cutting and polishing a stone. We teach faceting, which is to put ring-type stones, cut ring-type stones. We do casting, where you melt gold or silver and sling it into a mold, plastic mold or plaster mold that you've made a model and have it in there. We'll teach wire wrapping. There's several other courses available. And the club meets typically the fourth Thursday of each month, except for Thanksgiving and Christmas. But if they'll call that number, again, it's 562-4268, and ask about the club, they can find out how to join and how to come over and indulge. The classes at the Memorial Park Center are very inexpensive. They're like $20, I believe, and that's for several weeks, twice a week. And, you know, you can't beat that for a course, especially at UTEP.
Absolutely. Harry Bruns, thank you so much for coming in and sharing information like this and a whole lot more. And this beautiful rock. This is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Dennis.
We're good.
I appreciate it.